Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks everybody for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. The writer of Proverbs in chapter 3, which is my favorite chapter, maybe in all of Scripture, it says in verse 34 that the Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. Wow, that is a mouthful. You know what I have learned is that I have an ego that is a mile wide and a mile high. And you're probably far more humble than I am. You're probably far more gracious than I am. But what I am learning more and more is this one overwhelming truth found in Proverbs 3:34, that the Lord Jesus is gracious to those who are humble. You know, one of the most humbling experiences is meditative prayer. It's when we come before the Lord with this wide open perspective. We kind of cut open our heart and let Him just look inside, and He sees everything. He knows it all. But because we've come to Him to say, it's all yours anyway, so I'm asking you, Lord, would you step in and be gracious to me? And he is that way when we recognize our position versus His. He is God and we are not. And so we should be humbled in the presence of God Almighty. That's what it is to fear the Lord, to be humbled and to be in awe of God. So today I invite you to ask the Lord to be gracious to you and to tune your humility that you might turn your heart, your head, and your soul to the beautiful power, peace, and direction found in meditative prayer. Join me in this time of prayer. Lord God, today we want to come before you and humble ourselves, and we want to ask that you might be gracious to us, forgive us of the sin. And I invite you now, folks, to just take a moment and share with the Lord the sins that you want to leave for him. And then, Lord, would you forgive us? So take a moment and share those with the Lord. Lay them at His feet that He might take them and throw them as far as the east is from the west. Well, the thought of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, being gracious to you and I because we are living in humility is almost too far-fetched to imagine. But I do believe when we come in meditative prayer, we are in the act of humility because it says, one, we cannot fix our problems apart from God. We have no hope apart from God, and yet in Him we could do all things, and without Him we could do nothing. So let's take a moment. Let's prepare ourselves for meditative prayer. Find yourself in a place of solitude and quietude. You might need to step off of the treadmill or pull your car over into the parking lot. You might want to be where you can let your shoulders slump and your facial muscles just fall at ease. And now I invite you to simply allow the voice of God to speak to you over the next couple of moments. Prepare and train your heart, your head, and your soul to hear His voice and let Him give you peace, power, and direction. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, the scripture gives us two pictures. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. Friend, listen, if you're like me, I want to live on the humility side because I'd much rather have His grace than the mocking. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.